Open Windows, September the 3rd. Heavenly Places. In Ephesians 1, 20 and 21, and chapter 2, verse 6, we read these words. He raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ. Get a revelation of that to your heart by the Holy Spirit and see its emancipating power and its sustaining power. And that is for present revelation to the heart. That is the thing which the Lord has been seeking to reveal to our hearts more and more for a long time. The point is this, that inasmuch as that is the side of vision presented, you and I have to seek the Lord for spiritual capacity to see it. And that leads us to that other fragment in the same letter which we've just quoted, that he would grant unto you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your heart being enlightened. The eyes of your heart being enlightened. That is the other side of the vision. Will you pray this for yourself? Will you pray this for all God's people? When the Lord's people get a new spiritual Holy Ghost revelation of the sovereign headship of Christ, and begin to hold fast the head, they let go of everything that is local and personal and different and scattered on the earth. That is the place to which to come for unity. We cannot be at variance with one another as the Lord's children if Christ is absolute sovereign head in our lives. When the Lord Jesus gets the complete mastery as head in our lives, then all independence of action and life and all self-will, self-direction, self-seeking, self-glory and self-vindication will go. These are the things which set us apart from one another. You pass from Isaiah, and as you do so, you remember that you have the result of such a vision seen in this man, Isaiah. Such a vision immediately has the effect on humiliating him to the dust. Oh, yes, we lose all our pride, all our importance, when we see the Lord in glory. Woe is me! That is humiliation. Then, after humiliation, there is consecration. Lo, this has touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. And after humiliation and consecration, there comes vocation. Who will go for us? Then I said, here am I. Send me. He raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ.